recast, bait, recast. But when you're hitting, what I'm trying to say, when you hit fish and you happen to run out of bait, sometimes you could tie just a little old piece of white cloth on there and throw it out there. That was as close. And those fish would strike anything that hit the water real quick, you know. And try to bite him, they'd bite. We just never loaded the boat with the things, you know.
Yeah. Sean, what do you fish in? You fish in a what kind of boat? You call it a...
We call our boats, all I ever had was a skiff, you know.
The ones that were
pointed at the bow and square on the stern. Now, they had people, the Creole people across the bay used to make pirogues. You see, we call it pirogues, and some of them would be dugouts, you know, you dig them out of a cypress log, you know, hollow out a log, and get like the Indians used to do. And the Creoles were master craftsmen in building a boat called a strip boat. They had a boat that they used to build in the shape of a pirogue, double-ended, and most of the commercial fishermen that fish for a living used the pirogue, you know. It was a one-man affair, had a well in it. But the boat was built out of cypress, out of strips, about that wide, and about a half to 5/8 inches thick. And they would put that thing together and make the most beautiful form boat. It looked, they would build them along the lines of what the dugout looked like, but it would be built out of cypress strips.
Uh-huh.
And it would be waterproof. And there are probably some that are still left. I wish I had bought one of those boats and kept them. You know, it's really a feat in engineering the way that they used to know how to build those strip boats. And
after they built the boat, then they would... Well, they built the boat on land, right?
Oh, yeah.
Before they would...
Well, they built them... I've seen some of these strip boats would be pirogues just 10 feet long, and some of them would build them as long as 16 feet long. That's as big as they would, you know, as they would build a fishing boat, you know.
And after they built them, then they would do what? They would
leave them in the water, you know. Most of them lived on the bayou, on the lake front. After they built them, they paddled them. There's no motor. That's another art. They have pirogue races in this area now, you know. It's an art that's come down how to paddle. You never switch sides with the paddle, you just paddle on one side, you know. Steer one side. They have pirogue races over here at Bayou Liberty every year. It's an old art, you know. But they build racing pirogue now. It looks like a pencil. I couldn't even ride in one. I was so tipsy.
Huh. No, over in the shipbuilding yards, after they build a ship, then they go and, you know, they run it down that.
Well, in the days when I grew up, they didn't have dry docks like they have today. You know, you flood a dock and pull a ship out after it's built today.
Say you're doing here.
But in the old days, you had waves. They had a stationary ways. It was built on a slant. It was a structure. Then you had a sliding member that slid up and down on this stationary part. You would slip this down into the water, float the boat up on top of it, and pull up the rigid part, and the boat would be on top of it. That's what you call a ways. You know what a ways is, don't you?
No, well,
that's the way they used to take the big boats out of the water in my day. But boats like we're talking about, the fishermen, they didn't need that.
Did they have ceremonies before they...
You mean for the small boats or for the big boats?
Well, for any of them, before they would...